You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Two Yazidi women who escaped sexual enslavement by the so-called Islamic State group in Iraq have won Europe's top human rights award, the Sakharov Prize, for their advocacy work. Stefan Boss reports that they were among thousands of Yazidi girls and women abducted by IS militants and forced into sexual slavery in 2014.
It's a long way from the luxurious surroundings in Brussels, where Nadia Murat Basay and Lamia Aji Bashar received the Sakharov Award, to where their ordeal began. They were abducted along with other Yazidi women in August 2014, when their home village of Koho in northern Iraq was attacked by Islamic State militants as part of a wider campaign. Murat was captured alongside her sisters and lost six brothers and her mother, as the militants killed the village's man and any woman considered too old to be sexually exploited. Aji Bashar, whose brother and father were killed by Islamic State fighters, was also used as a sex slave by the militants and forced to make bombs and suicide vests. Both eventually managed to flee and arrive in Germany and soon became voices of the voiceless. The EU described Murat and Aji Bashar as public advocates for the Yazidi community in Iraq, a religious minority that has been the subject of a genocidal campaign by IS militants. Yet Murat, who won the Council of Europe's Václav Havel Human Rights Prize earlier this month, says she will never forget the gang rape she endured and other abuses. She says most people die once in their lifetime, but we were dying every hour. Our hearts were constantly full of fear, as we had no idea when they would come for us. However, she says she never thought of killing herself. She makes clear that everyone should trust in God, regardless of the circumstances they are in. Although some Yazidis have been rescued, the majority of those taken by Islamic State militants are still being held, with about 3,600 mostly women and children reportedly missing. A United Nations commission said recently that about 5,000 Yazidi men were killed by the Sunni militant group, which took control of Iraq's northwest 2 years ago and is now facing tough resistance from Iraqi forces and an international coalition. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.